This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Happy Monday, Patriots, and welcome to the latest edition of the short of it. Let's get started, as always, with a little good news from God's word, Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. I just want to take a quick minute and remind everyone about the Prayer March happening right here in D.C. on September 26th from 12 to 2 p.m. The starting location is at the Lincoln Memorial. Franklin Graham is organizing it, and it's just going to be awesome. I encourage everyone to get up here if they can. Don't be afraid. There's going to be a lot of people up here, and I think it will be such an encouragement to see so many people walking around D.C. and praying for our country. You have to stand up for something at some point, and this is a great place to start. And that kind of leads me into the main topic, which is having faith during all this chaos and remembering that God is still in control. Despite all the violence, despite all the cities burning down, despite people losing their lives, despite a patriot losing his life over the weekend, despite the fact that the Democrats continue to lie to us and only now come out to condemn the riots that were supposedly peaceful because it's affecting their polls, despite the fact that the CDC utterly and completely lied to us, we have to keep the faith, and no one said it was going to be easy. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that my faith and politics completely intertwine with one another, and I think that's true of most people. What their core values are is how they vote. It's how they feel about different issues and what they want to see happening in the way that America is run. But I don't want people to lose hope, because the minute that we lose hope, the minute that we let them take our joy, they've already won. And it's not even really about the right or left anymore, because the left is so far gone. I don't even know what to call them right now besides Marxist. I guess really that's what you would call them. It's almost the point of good versus evil. You look at America today and you look at what these people believe. It's all about control and destroying, and none of it is prosperous and none of it is good. Look, we can disagree all day long on policy, but when your reaction is, okay, I'm going to burn down cities because this police officer killed a black man and surely it stemmed in racism and all white people are racist, you need to come out of your house, you need to agree with us basically, or we're going to continue not to give you peace, even though we don't really know what our message is and we're a Marxist organization and we want to destroy the nuclear family, you think that's okay? Then you need to have your head examined. It's ridiculous. And all I can tell you is from my personal experience of what it's been like for me and my husband here in Washington, D.C. for the last several months. And I'm not going to lie, there's been times that we've been scared. There's been times that we didn't know what was going to happen. And we still don't know what's going to happen. But the only thing that has helped us, obviously, besides each other and being there for one another and the amazing patriots, because believe it or not, there are patriots here in D.C. and they are amazing people, is to focus on God. Like, you can look at the big picture of things and be like, okay, I have no idea what's going on, but this is all really scary. You can live in the land of what ifs, and what if this happens and that happens, and oh my gosh, how are we ever gonna get out of this mess? We're gonna get out of this mess by God, and we're gonna get out of this mess by obeying God and what he's telling each of us to do. So I've been trying really hard to take it day by day and focus on God and what he's called me and my husband to do. So I went looking in the Bible about verses about having faith in really hard times, and I'm gonna share them with you. Now, I'm not a pastor, preacher by any means. I am just a sinner saved by grace. I don't think that I'm better than anybody or that I know more than anybody. So one of the first verses that I came across that I thought was really relatable to our current situation in America is 1 Peter 4:12 through 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. Which I think that is so relatable what's going on right now, because I do think that there is definitely a spiritual warfare going on in America. I mean, there always is, but it's obviously escalating. So, you know, we can't be surprised at what's going on. We can't, you know, this is definitely a test of faith and depending on God, because really there's nothing else left to do but to depend on God and to obey God. And that's not always an easy life. It says in 2 Timothy 3:12, in fact, everyone who wants to live godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And that is absolutely true. That is true as to what is going on right now. And you can't always follow the crowd, right? We always talk about don't be a sheep. The Bible talks about that too, right? Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. And I think that's so important. I think when there's, I see it, I guess, a sort of like tunnel vision, right? I see it as all this chaos is going on around us. And it's just stuff that, you know, we really thought we would never see, right? Because my generation hasn't faced a whole lot of this, right? We had 9/11 and that was terrible, and but we recovered from it. And there was a lot of people that joined the military that put actions behind their words. My generation has never seen this before. This is something really new. And so it's time for us to be strong. It's time for us to have faith. You know, we can't forget about the baby boomers that are out there that have been through hell before, right? There is wisdom in that. Like right now at 38 years old, I don't know as much as my parents who are in their 70s, right? And so just like the millennials and the younger generations, they don't know what somebody my age is. There's no way that you can, because it's all about experience, right? And so I think now more than ever, we sort of have to look for wisdom where it comes from those that are older than us. And then obviously, first and foremost, look for wisdom, you know, for God. And this is really important. Verse 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. And that is also important for what's going on right now, because guys, we are on the tip of a civil war. And I know a lot of people say that it's already here. I know that. But here's the thing, the other side, the evil side, they have us on this very fine line of, you know, does Trump send in the National Guard to places? And then, oh, he's a dictator. And they're already saying, we saw it happen today, that it was Trump supporters that are causing all the chaos, right? Trump sending in his militia, causing all the chaos. And we're just exercising our Second Amendment, right? So, you know, we have to walk this line, this careful, careful line, because the election is almost here. And right now, really, as bad as it seems, we're winning. We're winning, right? Because people are seeing the destruction that are happening in the cities. And they're like, whoa, okay, this is insane. Like, this is no. The people that get out there and vote, Cernovich did a great Periscope today. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. I don't always agree with him, but he always makes me think. We need to exercise that self-control, because the people that vote see it and they don't want any part of that, because they can see that what is happening in our country. So it's this fine line of peacefully protesting, not going crazy, holding our own, and relying on our faith. It all goes back to having that tunnel vision of stepping back and going, I can't do anything about yesterday. I can't do anything about tomorrow. I can do something about right now. And that is so hard. Like, I am not saying it is easy, because it is not easy. And I fail at it sometimes too, y'all. I do. I am definitely not perfect, because there are days that I want to skip ahead 2 weeks from now. My husband gets his INR checked every month, right? Because he had a blood clot. I think some of you know about that. He was in the hospital for 8 days. He's doing great now. But we have to have his INR checked every month. And it's the most annoying thing ever, because, I mean, the doctor's great. I mean, I definitely like him. He was the one we had in the hospital, and he was encouraging in the hospital. But, you know, he's a very busy man, so he's a little short sometimes with me. And I'm a talker, if you couldn't tell. So, but every month we have to go. And I tell you what, about a week beforehand, I don't want to go. It's so inconvenient to go, even though it's just like a 5-minute walk away right around the corner from where we live. It's always so scary. What if something goes wrong? I mean, it's a little blood prick of the finger. It's no big deal, and everything always ends up completely fine. But I start worrying about it, and that's easy to get caught up in. And especially now when everything is so heightened, when everything is so escalated, it's so easy to get caught up in all that fear. We can't let fear control us. That is not from God. We just have to depend on God and keep our sight focused on Him. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. And that is totally comforting, right? Because the Lord goes before us. He is with us now. He's not leaving us. And I think that's really important to remember. People say, well, why do bad things happen to good people? Like, I don't know the answer to that 100%, but I do know everything that happens is in God's will, and I do know everything that is happening is teaching us something, and it's teaching us something important. And I know that we are all here for a particular reason in this period of time, so we can't shy away from it. We have to stand up. We have to do what we know is right. No, I'm not talking anything violent or illegal, but I'm saying we have to keep hoping. We have to keep trusting in God, no matter how crazy it gets. And look, November may get really crazy, but that's when we listen and obey what God wants us to do. And it's really, I believe it's almost really a test of our faith. Now look, America has been in tough situations before and people didn't give up. So we're not going to give up now. We can't afford to give up now. You want America to be here in the future, right? So if we want that to happen, we have to trust God, we have to listen to him, and we have to pray every day for our country. You have to keep the faith in the chaos. God is still in control. Don't let them take your joy. And that's the short of it. Really quickly before I go, if you would like to support our work, there's two easy ways to do that. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click listen and share. The second way is, if you would like to become a $2 patron, head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. It's all super appreciated, y'all. Thank you so much, and I'll see y'all next time.